invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basso left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basso in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you ask why I don't write any more about my antique business. Well, to tell you the truth, the business is a slowdown. It's a worse than a slowdown. It's a stop. Maybe the reason my little store is no good is because in this country, everybody is to buy things in a big department store. I'm going to think even if you want to buy a little store, you got to go to a bigger department store. They got a refrigerator, the piano, the suits, the food, the toys, everything. And I'm even here that the one a famous American, Jack Benny, he's got his wife from the make company. Anyway, Mamma Mia, after more than 1 year in my store, I'm sold most of my antiques, but I'm got no money to buy new antiques. Only antique I'm got left is my Paul Revere silver plate. It's really beautiful. You know who Paul Revere was. He was that famous American jockey. This the great the patriot. He's a run around on his horse to hollering the British are coming. One if by land, two if by sea. Mamma mia. Imagine how weak this country was. Paul Revere should have made such a fuss about the one or two British soldiers. Anyway, I'm a sit here worrying about my business when a door is open up and I feel a big wind coming in.
Who is she, my friend?
Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello. Hello, Pasquale.
Well, my little pumpkin head. Your business is picking up?
No, Pasquale, it's laying down.
That's just what I thought. How you expect to make a living in this broken-down old junk shop?
Pasquale, it's not all a junk shop.
Ah, look at all this stuff. Who's going to buy this old harp from you? Nobody. And I myself saw with my own ears how you give a lady $40 for it.
Pasquale, I knew this lady. Her husband, he was a very fine musician until he got sick.
You soft the heart, the soft the head. What are you going to do with the harp? Slice the hard-boiled eggs? I suppose you're going to become a millionaire with that dirty Paul Revere silver plate you've got in the window.
Pasquale, have a respect for Paul Revere. You don't know this, but Paul Revere was one of the greatest silversmiths in this country.
I know, I know. So what? So he's a ride around his horse all day, and he's a yell of high old silver. I don't know. Look, who's going to teach me geography?
Pasquale, you mean a history.
History, eh? Luigi, when a horse is a runner, does he hiss or does he jog?
Well, he's a jog.
Then it's geography. Luigi, I'm not coming here to make you feel bad. I'm going to come in here with a proposition to take all of your troubles off your hands.
Really, Pasquale? What?
Well, you don't have to sell anything. I'm offering you what they call in America good old-fashioned horse trade.
Horse trade?
That's right. I take your store, you take my daughter Rosa.
Pasquale, I'm no one to trade. You keep your horse.
Oh, you make me mad. Listen to you stupid business man of you. I'm going to tell
wait,
you...
Wait, wait. Mamma mia, customer. Excuse me, lady. Is it something I can do for you?
Are you the proprietor?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was partly passing by and I saw that plate in your window with the sign Genuine Paul Revere Plate. Tell me, is it a genuine Paul Revere?
Lady, if it was not genuine, I would have a sign that says fake Paul Revere.
Lady, believe it, it's a man. This is a Paul's a plate. But see how bumpy it is? That's because Paul is a maker while he's riding on his horse.
Lady Pasquale, I take care.
No? What are you asking for it?
$25.
$25 for a Paul Revere plate?
15?
15?
Please, lady, it's no use to bargain. $10 is my last offer.
$10? Oh, but that price simply couldn't be a genuine Paul Revere plate.
Lady, I'm going to give you my word. It's a genuine Paul Revere. Look, you see the marks on this plate? That's where his horse is eaten from.
Lady, since I'm in a business, I'm a never lie. Is it happen I'm going to buy this place accidentally from a junker man for
$5? $5? Why, I paid $200 for a genuine Paul Revere plate.
Lady, like they say in America, somebody is a saw you coming. And I'm a don't want the people who should say in my store you was a went, too.
Oh, don't mind him. He's just to come from Italy, still a west between the ears.
Well, he certainly has a long way to go before he learns to become a businessman. Goodbye.
Lady, I'm a buy this from a junkman. $10 is my last offer. Since I'm in a business, I'm a never tell a lie, never tell a lie, never tell a lie. What are you, a businessman or George Washington? And you want to give a demonstration every Tuesday to Friday night to how you chop down a cherry tree?
Pasquale, you want I should have lied to this woman?
I don't care what you do. You're just a terrible businessman. The way you talk, you couldn't even sell a straw to a drowning man.
Pasquale, what the for a man who wants to drink when he's in the water?
Big boob you are. Millions of countrymen, and I had to bring you from Italy. Why couldn't I bring Petrillo?
Petrillo?
Sure. There's the man who's to make a bigger success. Every time somebody's to go peep, but there's a piccolo, he's to get a penny.
Pasquale, I know I'm a better businessman, but what am I going to do? That's the way I am.
That ain't good enough in America. I'm sick and tired of you softer words that are giving $40 for a broken down a harp. I'm washing my hands off of you and throwing away the Brillo.
Please, Pasquale.
Furthermore, you owe me 4 months of rent. I want it right to now.
But, Pasquale, I'm no good.
Yes. Go out to find yourself a job.
Job?
That's right, a job. A G-O-B. And if you don't get a job, I throw you out of the store. And when you're down and out, there's only one place you can go, the FHA.
FHA, what's that?
Flopper House for aliens.
Well, I guess the Pasquale is right. Maybe it's not the good of business I should buy things like this harp. But it sounds just so pretty. Knives are not even a good for slicing eggs. Well, it's time to go to my night school class, and maybe my teacher, Miss Spaulding, is giving me some advice about finding a job.
All right, class. Quiet, please. Please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Mr. Harwin?
I'm here.
Mr. Olson?
I'm here.
Mr. Schultz?
If I ain't here, there's a very good-looking fellow there in my suit.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, I hope you've all studied the economics lesson we have for tonight. Now, who will volunteer to tell us the meaning of supply and demand? Mr. Harwin?
Supply and demand.
Oh, supply is things like automobiles, refrigerators, and new houses. And demand means who can afford them.
Well, not quite, Mr. Horowitz. Mr. Schultz, would you care to try?
I don't have to try. With my answer, I give a money-back guarantee.
Nice to see you so confident. Well, tell us the meaning.
Uh-huh.
The blind, that's the husband. The man, that's the wife. Thank you, fellow sufferers.
All right, Mr. Schultz, sit down. Mr. Basco, can you explain supply and demand?
Well, demand, that's the Pasquale, supply, that's the Rosa.
Mr. Basco, are you having trouble with Mr. Pasquale again?
That's right. Because I'm an old president, he wants I should marry Rosa.
So now they're coming out in divorce?
What divorce? Rosa is the whole laundromat. But what else did he say, Luigi?
If I don't pay him the rent, the money, he's going to throw me out in the street.
Ooh, the Pasquale. He's so tight, he could squeeze 2 extra hours out of an all-day zucker.
Mr. Basco, what's wrong with your business? Aren't you doing well?
No, Mrs. Spalding. I'm not such a good salesman. And now Pasquale says I must go find a job. What's the kind of job I'm a good for, huh?
Luigi, if you want to learn how to sell, you got to go out and find yourself a job as a salesman.
No, but Schultz, maybe Luigi, by his temperament, isn't suited to be a salesman.
Oh, isn't that poppycock, eh? Anybody can learn to sell. Look at me. I never sold a thing in my life till I opened up my delicatessen store. Today, there ain't a case of heartburn in the whole neighborhood that can't be traced to my salon.
But Schultz, I can't make somebody buy what they don't want.
Luigi, Schultz is right. You got to adjust yourself. You're living in a country, America, where everything is competition. And if you don't learn to sell, you can't exist. Everything is salesmanship.
Everything?
Yes. Yeah, Luigi. Without salesmanship, we would all be bachelors.
Schultz, I don't think I can be a salesman.
Mr. Basco, it may be difficult for a man like you to see yourself as a salesman, but remember, some of our greatest men started that way. Why, our own president...
That's right, Harry S. Truman. S for salesmanship, und das. Look how far he went. For the next 3 years, he don't have to worry about selling neckties.
Well, that's right. The President of Truman was a salesman.
Sure. And so was President Wilson.
President Wilson, what did he sell?
You never heard of Wilson's ham?
That's right, Luigi. And don't forget Hoover with his vacuum cleaner.
Well, sure, that's right. And look at that famous cowboy, Wild Bill Hickok. Made a fortune selling suspenders.
Well, wait a second. Maybe you're right. If it's the American way to be salesman, then I'm going to be a salesman. I'm going to sell.
Now you're talking, Luigi.
This is the help of my antique business. I become a bigger man. I advertise like a bigger company. In a subway, on the billboards, in the magazines, in the newspapers. There's going to be a picture of 2 beautiful girls holding antiques. And underneath it to say, which queen has got the Basco?
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, your son Luigi has been thinking a lot and a lot. When I'm first to come over from Italy, I thought I'm opening up a nice store, I have a finer trade, the honest prices. If a lady wants a Paula Revere plate, she's a buy. I'm going to have to push her down her throat. But over here is not the so. Everything is what they call a high-pressure salesmanship. They got a man, and he's dressed in a white coat. He's riding around in the streets, ringing a little bell, and laughing like a hyena. In Italy, we put him in a crazy house. Over here, he's a seller of ice cream. Mamma mia, it's so scary me to be like this. But I'm a no kind of big salesman. So I'm sitting in my store looking at the harp. And I'm wondering when a Pasquale is going to throw me out. when the door is open up.
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Hello, Schultz.
Luigi, don't look so sad. Cheer up. Smile. Remember, behind every dark cloud is a little sunshine, Biscuit.
Schultz, so what am I got to smile about?
Oh, Luigi, your troubles is over. I got your job.
Job? But what's the kind of job?
A vacuum cleaner salesman. Yeah. Fremp Kleidebinder vacuum cleaner.
Fremp Kleidebinder?
Yeah, yeah. You get $30 for every vacuum cleaner you sell. And you get to keep everything you find in the bag.
But Schultz, how am I going to sell a vacuum cleaner?
Ach, Luigi, cheer up. They'll teach you to sell. They got a special school for that. I bet in 2 days you'll be a Cracker Jack salesman.
Cracker Jacks? I thought it was a vacuum cleaner.
Luigi, you get me all for shimmers. Now, look here. Here's the address from that company. You go down there and they're going to teach you how to sell.
Oh, well, all right, the Schultz.
Luigi, don't be so frightened. Cheer up! Remember what they say. A brave man dies only once. A coward dies 1,000 times. And who can afford so much funeral expense? Well, I gotta go now, Luigi. Goodbye. And smile! Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Luigi Basco, vacuum cleaner salesman. Mamma mia, I'm going to learn to sell a vacuum cleaners, and I'm going to be such a big salesman, American people, they're going to elect me president.
With a chromium-plated pipe length, hail to thee, friend Kleidebinder.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I always choke up inside when I hear the friend Kleidebinder graduation song. Now, next in our program, Mr. Basco will recite the friend Kleidebinder loyalty pledge. Mr. Basco.
All right. I faithfully promise to take care of my friend Kleidebinder vacuum cleaner. Tank, the type, a junior size, and a bag. And as a 6-10 accessories, including optional sweet air attachment, and to always think, sleep, and eat the fried clump burgers.
Very well, Mr. Basco. Now, man, I'm proud of you. Each one of you has successfully completed 27 hours solo on the rug. You Frimp Kleidebinder commandos have had a pretty tough time of it. You've been behind the nozzle steadily. And one of our number, Mr. Basco, came down with upholstery shock. Fortunately, we pulled him through with anti-mohair serum.
Excuse me.
Kleidebinder. All right, men. Today you're going out to sell. You've earned your diplomas, and as you walk out of here, you will each receive a length of hose. Be worthy of it. All right, men, stand up. If you have any questions, ask them now. Krimkowitz? Manoshek? Shadrach? Basco?
Well, I'm going to like to ask you.
Good! No questions. All right, men, get those vacuum cleaners on your shoulders. Your success is up to you. Remember our slogan. Get that bag in the kitchen.
The road to cleanliness, Frimp Kleidebinder is the best. Try a demonstration plug-in, Frimp Kleidebinder will do the rest. Our road to cleanliness.
Mamma mia, this is a salesmanship. Mamma mia, it's the third time I'm a walk around the block. Well, I'm a got a ring of the bell of summertime. I'm a stop to here. I wonder how is it going to come out.
Pardon me, lady.
Don't want any.
I'm a come out the faster than I thought. Pardon me, I...
Don't want any. Well?
Excuse me, mister. I'm just the one to get to my shoe back.
Yeah?
Don't want any. I'm in the
restroom. Never mind.
Mamma mia, 3 times I'm going to get a store slammed in my face. But I'm going to give up. I'm going to be a salesman. I'm in the road of chuckle and the nuts. Friend for Clyde to bind the race in the back. Lady. Mister.
Luigi, my friend. Hey, what's the matter with you? Your feet is a drag, your face is a flush, you perspire and a pant figure. You look like you've been in a 6-day bicycle race without a bicycle.
Pasquale, I was selling the vacuum cleaners.
Selling the vacuum cleaners? You look like you've been fighting them. So you try to be a salesman, eh?
Pasquale, please, don't make fun. I'm having enough of the trouble. Every place I'm going to go, they slam a door in my face, out of my nose, out of my feet. One lady finally lets me in the house, but I guess I'm a plug of the wire in the wrong place. Because if the lights go out, the radios will blow up, and a 3 goldfish is electrocuted.
Oh, you big, stupid greenhorn boob. So you want to be a salesman, eh? Don't you know today's salesmen don't live long? They're dropping like a fly.
What do you mean?
Pick up in the New Yorker paper. Every day you read about the death of a salesman. So, right.
Well,
what's the matter with you, Luigi? Look, you still got a vacuum cleaner on your shoulder.
That's all right. Tomorrow I'm going to bring him back.
Hey, Luigi, a type like you is always going to have a top in America. You should be a richer man's son, a married for money, sponge off for the older man. Be what they call a hypocrite.
Mr. Pasquale, why must you?
Listen, I'm not taking no for an answer. You know Mara Rosa? You're paying my $200 of rent, or I throw you out of the store with her, you've broken down a harp. What do you say, my son?
Well, all right, the papa.
Luigi, I accept your proposal. Now we call it a little bride. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Papa!
Yes, my little pigeon. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, don't just stand there. Your bridegroom is tired. Why you not say something nice to him?
Luigi, you want a raffle?
Oh, shut up, you face. Rosa, I got a good news for you. Luigi is it?
Hello, I'm interested in that Paul Revere plate in the window. How much is it?
Well, he was asking $10 for it, but he's not interested now. He's a no salesman.
No salesman.
$10? Why, it can't be genuine at that price.
Can't be genuine. Wait a minute. Lady, that's the plate? I mean, that's the plate is the cost of you $200.
What?
You want if somebody should have sell it to you. Well, I'm going to sell it to you. Just to hold another plate in your hand, a feel of the weight. Is it worth 3 times the $200?
Well, it does feel quite substantial.
It's a genuine applaud to Clyde the Binder. I mean, a reveal. Don't hesitate, lady. Ask an hour, is it going to be too late? I've got 12 people outside waiting to put
well,
it down.
Well, don't rush me.
What do you want? Do you want to be rushed? He who's a hesitates is to lose everything. Something else that nobody is to know. This is the only place the likes of this in the whole country.
Really? But $200?
Lady, if it costs me $190, I'm making a $10 of profit on a whole deal. Well, what do you say?
Well, I'll take it.
Fine. And thank you for the money. Now tell all of your friends
about
it.
Oh, I will. It's a pleasure to do business
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Luigi. Look,
look in your hands. $200 a cold, a cash, a bar, you're ready to put one over. And with such a straight face, you tell her it's the only place in the country. You paid $190 for it. Hey, Luigi, that's the way to get a rich.
What's the matter, Luigi?
That's the way to get rich, huh? I'm going to put the one over.
Hey, lady. Lady, wait.
Luigi, where you going?
I'm going to get back at the money. Lady.
But why? Luigi, you should have been proud of yourself.
Proud of myself.
Sure. Now you're the biggest salesman.
Yes, the Pasquale. I'm the biggest salesman. But now I'm just beginning to hate to myself.
What?
Lady. Hey, lady, wait. Lady.
Mama Bosco, I'm going to warn you, should have missed your mail, but your son Luigi is still looking for a certain party, and he's not come back yet. I'm going to sew this letter in the store, so I'm going to finish it for him. You know, something big has happened to your son today, Mama Bosco. He's not to get hit by a truck. He's not to have an accident. It's something that's happened to him on the inside. Today, your son is almost to become like a... Well, he's almost to change into a... Well, it's harder to explain, but your son, Luigi, is the same like he always was. And I think I like it, a little cabbage head like that. Don't you worry about his paying the rent. I'm going to buy something very important from him. It's the cost of him $190, and I'm going to pay him $200. It's a harp. Yes, old antique. Hundreds of years ago, a sick musician's wife sold it for $40. I'm lucky to get it, no? Well, goodbye, Mama Bosco. I'm proud to say I'm a friend of that little pumpkin ahead of your loving son, Luigi Bosco, the little immigrant.
Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Mash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Mary Ship as Miss Baldwin. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Life with Luigi will be heard again 2 weeks from tonight at the same time. Next week, this half hour will be included in the time devoted to the CBS documentary unit's latest production, The People's Choice, starring Ralph Bellamy. Now appearing as the star in Sidney Kingsley's latest hit on Broadway, Mr. Bellamy will come to CBS to play a freshman congressman whose career might be that of any of your Washington representatives. CBS cordially invites you to hear The People's Choice, starring Ralph Bellamy, at this same time next Sunday over most of the same CBS network stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.